We have 11 amazing restaurants featuring a wide variety for every price range and appetite. South Point's Garden Buffet has something for everyone at unbeatable prices. Or, if hunger strikes in the middle of the night, join us at Coronado Cafe. The American menu offers breakfast, lunch, or dinner 24 hours a day, plus a Chinese kitchen for authentic Chinese dishes from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. From steak and eggs to wonton soup, it's fast and friendly service 24/7. When you need a quick pick-me-up, you can find it at our state-of-the-art Starbucks just inside the main South Point entrance. Order ahead with the Starbucks app for easy mobile order pickups. Or enjoy your favorites in the relaxing dining area anytime, day or night. If you love Mexican food, Baja Miguel's has all of your South of the Border favorites. There are dozens of classics to choose from, like fajitas, ceviche, chimichangas, tacos, and more. And for spirit lovers, Baja's colorful non-smoking tequila bar is right outside.
Hi, I'm Kurt Angle.
I represented the United States in the Olympics in 1996 and won a gold medal. Then I parlayed that into a pro wrestling career. I saw a commercial a few years ago.
Tunnel to Towers Foundation made a promise.
The Tunnel to Towers Foundation is paying off the mortgages for Gold Star families with young children. I thought, this is really cool. I want to be a part of it. My dad served in the Army for 30 years. We didn't have a lot of money, but he made sure we had what we needed. He set a great example for all of us. But he died in a construction accident my freshman year in high school. When he died, we didn't have any income coming in, and we ended up being forced to move out of our house. I was devastated. So I understand what these families are going through, and to have an organization like Tunnel to Towers come in and pick you up and carry you and give you a home to live in, I think that's just amazing. I'd like to ask you to donate $11 a month to support these efforts by going to T2T.org or calling 1-844-BRAVEST.
The following is a Race Day Las Vegas presentation in association with Sirocco Productions Limited on the Race Day Las Vegas Radio Network.
Gaming capital of the world, time for Race Day Las Vegas, covering the sport of kings with a Las Vegas perspective. Now, to the race desk with your host, Ralph Sirocco.
From the backstretch to the turf club, at the racebooks and on the internet, to all horse players around the world, a good morning.
Buddy, welcome to the Race Day Las Vegas radio program. We come to you live and direct from the gaming capital of the world, Las Vegas, Nevada, here at the South Point Studios at the South Point Hotel Casino Complex on Las Vegas Boulevard in Las Vegas, your gaming capital. And, of course, the South Point Studio Streaming Network at YouTube, where we hope you're at right now. Look at behind me. 9 days and counting now, N-I-N-E, 9 days and counting until the Kentucky Derby, and we got a whole bunch of stuff to happen before that 9 days is over with. And we welcome you to this Almost Friday Thursday show. And, of course, we welcome all of our listeners who are listening here in Las Vegas at our anchor radio station, Sports Talk 1400 AM, 107.1 FM, or maybe our websites, racedaylasvegas.com, .vegas.world, .global. And, of course, your iPhone, Android, and Google phone with your apps. Get at your app store. You can get the KSHP app, of course, listening through the radio station, the YouTube app. Of course, you can see and hear us through the YouTube app as well. And, of course, anywhere you get your podcasting. Simply put, however, wherever, whenever, welcome to the show. Hey, it's a beautiful day out here today. I got to tell you, it's really nice and beautiful out here today. Right now it's 63 degrees here in Las Vegas. We're going to get up to 85 degrees. Now, this would be perfect weather if we can keep this throughout the summer. We're not going to do it, though. But for right now, these are going to be the parameters for the rest of the week here, just in case you're planning on coming up and enjoying some of what we have to offer here in Las Vegas for you, including horse racing and our race book here. And those will be the parameters for our weather here. And as far as the weather around the country, taking a look at it, looks like clear on the West Coast, clear for the most part on the East Coast, clear in the Gulf, and just a little bit weather in the Plain States, and of course a little bit weather going on over Tennessee maybe. But that's about it. So it looks like it's going to be great weather for all of the racing jurisdictions and all the racetracks on our list today. And, of course, as far as the temperatures are concerned around the country, well, 82 degrees will be in Miami. New York's going to get 73 degrees and be sunny. It's going to be beautiful out there in New York today. Chicago, 67. And finally, some sunshine in Chicago along with the high of 67. Believe it or not, they're just 1 degree less than Los Angeles. L.A. is going to be a little chilly today as far as this time of the year. 68 degrees, they're going to top out at L.A. No racing, of course, in Southern California today. And, of course, Phoenix, Arizona, the hot spot in the country, 91 degrees. And, of course, again, here in Las Vegas, we're going to get up to 85. But it looks like we're getting finally into that spring weather. And, as you know, before you know it, we'll be in some summertime as well. What's going on for the Kentucky Derby horses? Well, we had no defections overnight. No defections. That's good news. Except for maybe the folks who have Baeza that wants to get into the Kentucky Derby. But nevertheless, he'll be going in the Pat Day. That Pat Day is going to turn out to be a strong race for some of the horses that didn't make the cut in the Kentucky Derby. They tell me, and John Linda reiterated this yesterday morning, they tell me that journalism, the first time out on the track at Churchill Downs, was just a picture of himself going around the racetrack. They said he did it very well and nice, looks good, feels good, etc. A couple of workouts on Wednesday morning at Churchill Downs. Sandman went 5 furlongs in 102.4, 102 and 4/5 seconds, I should say. And Citizen Bull out at Santa Anita worked out 7 furlongs in 1 minute 24 and 2/5 seconds. He, of course, will be on his way to Kentucky. I think they booked that plane for today, so he'll be on his way from Southern California. Most of the horses, at least 16 and maybe even a couple more by now, are already on the grounds at Churchill Downs, so Citizen Bull is going to be one of the last ones showing up as far as the Derby horses are concerned, and we'll wait and see about that. It's a funny thing how we've got the the Kentucky Derby. We're on the cusp of the Kentucky Derby, which is 9 days to go, and yet people are looking forward and already talking about the Preakness Stakes, the second jewel of the Triple Crown, which is 2 weeks from Derby Day. Now, we know the Derby winner is the only horse in the world that can win the Triple Crown this year by virtue of winning the first leg of the Triple Crown, the Kentucky Derby. So we are hoping that he moves on to see if we can get another Triple Crown winner. But a lot of horses that either were late in their development and or just couldn't make the field in the Kentucky Derby are starting to point towards the Preakness Stakes. And the Preakness Stakes is going to have... Well, they're going to have quite a bit of new shooters in that, as we expected, of course. Preakness Stakes is going to be a race with a lot of horses. For example, Cornucopian, the highly graded Baffert horse, he's not making the Kentucky Derby. He's pointing towards the Preakness Stakes. And then, of course, they've already started... Baltimore Pimlico Racetrack has already started their Preakness future book, if you wanted to bet through Maryland pool, the wagering pool there. They're going to have a special wagering pool that opens tomorrow. Tomorrow. Tomorrow, this month is really zipping by. Tomorrow at noon Eastern time, 9 o'clock our time, is going to close on Saturday, May 3rd. Saturday, May 3rd at 6 p.m. Eastern or 3 o'clock our time. So you can actually start betting in the future book for the Preakness Stakes. Now, journalism, who is expected to be the favorite in the Kentucky Derby, is the 8-1 morning line choice for the Preakness Future book. Other horses that we have mentioned, Corticopian, 10 to 1. They're going to open them up at 10 to 1. Baeza is going to open up at 12 to 1. And so you have all of the horses that are entered in the Kentucky Derby also in this this pool. And, of course, as they do with the Kentucky Derby pool, the Preakness pool, they have 39 individual horses. And then the 40th position, number 40, is all other three-year-olds. And that field is sitting at 50 to 1. These are the morning lines, however. It will change because it is also pari-mutuel. But you can see that they're already pointing towards the Preakness. Let's get the Derby on first, will you? Anyhow, that's how that is. And by the way, when you're talking about the Kentucky Derby and its future book, remember all the pari-mutuel future books? Well, Las Vegas, we still have a few places that have fixed odds future books here. Caesars Palace and Westgate are two of the ones there. And as far as the favorites are concerned and their fixed odds future book here in town, Journalism is 3 to 1. Sovereignty is plus 675, almost 7 to 1. And then you got Sandman at 8, Tappan Street, and Luxor Cafe, the Japanese horse, are sitting at 12 to 1. And so, you know, you can still bet the future book there. I'm pretty sure you can bet that future book still, but it might already be closed. But in any case, you can see the differences of future books, etc. But getting more to the fact, we're looking at playing into the pool on Kentucky Derby Day at the Derby. And we're going to have our handicappers helping us out with that. We've got Jonathan Ardoon and John Lindo already lined up. We got them ready for the big Kentucky Derby preview show here at the YouTube streaming network, the Race Day South Point streaming network on YouTube. The only place we're going to do this show is the Kentucky Derby special presented here at the South Point Studios, the South Point Studios streaming network. It will feature Jonathan Ardoon and John Lindo and a whole bunch of other handicappers. I got Chris Andrews coming along with us like they did last year, Vinny Mugliolo, and, of course, Dwayne Carlucci, who was with us every Wednesday. So I'm going to have an array of and I think we're going to get Alex White back with us. She, of course, does Sports by the Book. We'll get a woman's perspective of the Kentucky Derby as well. So that big show happens on Wednesday, this coming Wednesday, the 30th of April, at 3 p.m. Pacific time. 3 o'clock Pacific time. And this is the only place here at the YouTube streaming network that you can get that show. All right? It's going to be a lot of fun. Tell your friends. Tell everybody that wants to be interested into getting caught up and getting ready for the Kentucky Derby to start on that Wednesday. And then, of course, our seminar on Friday night in the Grandview Lounge at 6 o'clock here after the Kentucky Oaks day of racing is over with Jonathan and John. And then, of course, the big Kentucky Derby party, the Kentucky Derby party in the exhibit hall, which will be on Derby Day. Doors will open at 9 a.m. Big exhibit hall. It's just like the Grand Ballroom. Really, it's beautiful. They got big, huge theater screens so you could watch the races as though they're running right over you in the middle of the room. Big banquet tables so you can bring your friends and have a lot of fun with a lot of room there for food and beverages. And, of course, they have food and beverage discounts. You know how that goes. And a bank of betting windows so you don't get locked out. Kiosks as well if you want to bet through the kiosks. And a hat contest. So bring your favorite hat, your favorite lady in her hat, and try to win the hat contest, the Kentucky Derby hat contest, with cash prizes as well. All that happens here at the South Point, and it's all free of charge, including parking your car. All righty. So what else? Oh, by the way, that I did take a look at the first two episodes of the six episodes of that new series they have, Race for the Crown, on Netflix. Saw that last night. It's interesting, very interesting. For a lot of folks, I think it's going to cut a swath between the people who don't know anything about racing, people who do know about racing, and it's kind of a more dynamic and theatrical than maybe some other documentaries, but it gets to the point. So that's on Netflix. It's a six-part series, by the way, so you might want to check that out. All right. We've got some stuff coming up this weekend as far as the races are concerned. We're going to have a stakes race at least one stakes race at all the big tracks we have over the weekend. Woodbine opens its long meet of thoroughbred racing north of the border tomorrow. And, of course, Santa Anita has that pick six carryover of 68,000 plus that was left on the table the last time they ran. So when Santa Anita starts again tomorrow for the weekend, $68,000 carryover there. And it will be closing day at Keeneland tomorrow. Keeneland will close tomorrow, and Saturday will be opening night at Churchill Downs. The opening card at Churchill Downs, the first day of the meet, will be Saturday, and it'll be under the lights. It starts here in Las Vegas late. I think it's 3 o'clock. We'll get you that post time, though, but it's a nighttime card there. So we're getting ready. We're getting all jazzed up and ready to go for the Kentucky Derby, but we got some stuff to do today. We have our handicappers with us, Jonathan Ardoon, John Lendo, Rich Eng, and Jerry Jackowitz will be with us. I think, actually, Jerry has a pick today. How about that? He didn't have one yesterday. The poor guy was a little bit of a jet lag there from coming back from New York, but he does have picks today for Aqueduct. So we got all that started for you, as well as your racing menu. So sit back and relax on this almost Friday, on this Thursday show, and get chatting away on the chat box at YouTube. Don't forget about that. Just go to YouTube, reach our page, and the chat box is on the right-hand side. They're chatting away. These guys are having a great time chatting away on the chat box. You can join them, too, by just subscribing. Subscription is free. Doesn't cost you anything, and then it gets you into the chat box. So keep chatting away, guys. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
South Point Casino has plenty of attractions for the whole family. Catch a movie. Our 16-screen movie theater includes two XD Extreme screens for the ultimate in viewing, sound, and luxury. After the show, treat the family to a variety of treats at our old-fashioned ice cream parlor, Kate's Corner. We scoop up a variety of creamy concoctions, including smoothies, hand-dipped cones, milkshakes, malts, sodas, and sundaes. At Kate's, there's something for everyone. And if you've still got time to spare, our bowling center might be right up your alley. Voted best of Las Vegas, it's a great place for friends and family fun. 64 lanes, a pro shop, snack bar, and arcade. And while the kids are bowling, you can play slots and sip on a drink in the Alley Cat Lounge while overlooking the lanes. For our more serious and professional bowlers, the South Point is also home to a separate tournament bowling plaza.
Race Day Las Vegas for this almost Friday, Thursday, and the countdown continues behind us as we click away second by second, minute by minute, hour by hour, day by day until the Kentucky Derby, America's most famous horse race, and your run for the roses. All right, let's get started with the racing menu for today. And just before we start that, let's take a look at what happened yesterday, both Aqueduct and Keeneland. Aqueduct. Doesn't it seem that a day goes by at Aqueduct where Linda Rice doesn't win a race, and she got that out of the way in the very first race yesterday at Aqueduct with Kendra Carmouche. They teamed up to win the first race and paid $940. And then Linda came back with Kendra Carmouche again, so they teamed up for two wins together in the seventh race, paying $6.70. That was Carmouche's third win of the day. He snuck one in between for Joe Sharp in the fourth race for his second win of the day, paying $4.40. And, you know, there were a lot of horses that figured yesterday, except for one. And it came in the key race for the early and late pick five. In the fifth race, the winner of the fifth race paid $95 to win. Blew up the early pick five and probably blew up a lot of the late pick five. Early pick five paid $2,077.50. The late pick five paid $4,573.75, and nobody had the six. Nobody had pick six yesterday, so you got a carryover at Aqueduct. Pick six fives paid $65.75 at Aqueduct yesterday. Keeneland also had huge pick five payoffs. Early pick five, here's the prices, $10.50, $10.78. Remember, they pay down to a penny. Then $10.12. That was Louis Saez's first of two wins on the day for Brendan Walsh. The fourth race winner, Jose Ortiz and Chad Brown, got together to pay $460 in this race. Oh, what a heartbreaker this was. John Lendo's pick on the show. John Lendo's pick on the show closed at 16-1, had the lead all the way through the stretch, and got nailed in about the last five jumps by this filthy favorite that won. John Lendo's horse paid $11.24 to place yesterday. Anyhow, the final race in the sequence of the early pick five paid $56.20. So that pick five, the early pick five, paid $11,326.25. And then with the 460 winner that started in the fourth race with the 56.20 winner, with an $8.24 winner, with a $22.08 winner, and with an $8.38 winner in the last race, courtesy of Rich Eng, by the way. That was Richie's pick on the show. Indy's Halo won in a very, very crafty ride by Luis Saez for Saez's second win of the day for Vicky Oliver. That horse paid $8.38. The late pick five paid $46,407.55. Remember, it's a 50-cent bet. Of course, nobody had the pick six at Keeneland either. The fives paid $2,101.45, and so we have carryovers in both the pick sixes today at Keeneland and at Aqueduct. Now we'll get you to the racing menu for today, reminding you, as we always do, the first post times we broadcast on the show each and every day reflect that of the Pacific time zone. So if you're here in Las Vegas playing the races in our race book today, these will be the first post times that roll out in the books. If you're listening in the Pacific time zone, anywhere else, same deal. But now, with all the time zones that we cover around the world, we know people are in different time zones, so just adjust from whatever one you're in to the Pacific time zone. This way you won't miss anything, like I miss Mom and Dad. Don't want you to miss anything now. All right, here we go. Gulfstream Park starts off the menu today. First post time is at 9:50. Their pick six jackpot carryover, $78,717. Gulfstream Park, eight races. First post time, again, at 9:50. Keeneland Racecourse. Nine races today on the next to last day of their meeting. Don't forget, if they don't hit the pick six today at Keeneland, well, then there'll be a mandatory tomorrow. There'll be a mandatory anyhow. But they got a carryover in the pick six today at Keeneland. It's a regular pick six carryover, too. $25,217. Nine races today at Keeneland. No stakes races, but good competitive races. Full fields. First post time at Keeneland set at 10 a.m. at Keeneland. Then we go to Aqueduct, the Big A in New York, where, as I said, the weather is beautiful today. Sunny and 66 degrees right now. The track is fast. The two turf courses, both the outer turf course and the inner turf course, are labeled firm. Remember, the turf racing started back at Aqueduct yesterday, and so it's a beautiful day out there at the Big A. Their pick six carryover, $9,874, rounded up to $9,874, 16 cents, if you want to be exact, as well. That's a regular pick six, not a jackpot, a regular pick six carryover at Aqueduct. And their first post time for eight races today is set at 10:10 at Aqueduct. Oaklawn Park has nine races. Their first post time is at 10:30 at Oaklawn Park. Horseshoe Indianapolis has nine races today. The final race will be a quarter horse race, and the first eight will be thoroughbreds. They have a super high five carryover there of $2,861, and their first post time at Horseshoe Indianapolis for their nine races set at 11:10 there. Then we go to Hawthorne Racecourse in Chicago. Hawthorne Racecourse has a first post time for eight races set at 12:40 at Hawthorne today for their eight race card. And they have a pick six carryover of $3,682. And again, that's a regular pick six carryover at Hawthorne. First post time, 12:40. Turf Paradise is next. Turf Paradise has nine races today. The first two races are quarter horses. They're both $40,000 and $45,000 stakes races for quarter horses. And then they have seven thoroughbred races, five of which are minor stakes races at $40,000 a pop as well. So it's a big stakes race day out there at Turf Paradise. Nine races overall. Their first post time is set at 12:55 at Turf Paradise. And no carryovers there, though. Okay, Turf Paradise, big stakes race day, their racing day today. First post time is 12:55. Penn National has 7 races. Penn Nat starts at 12:45. 12:45 is first post time at Penn National. And then next comes, if I can get these pages to quit sticking on me, Penn National is next. Then you got Evangeline Downs. Evangeline Downs has a first post time of 3:30. 3:30 at Evangeline Downs. And then we wrap it up with Charlestown races. Charlestown has a first post time, their first post time at Charlestown for 8 races set at 4 p.m. 4 p.m. at Charlestown today. And that's the racing menu for today. Now we bring in Mr. Jonathan Hardew. Good morning, Jonathan.
Good morning, Ralph. How are you?
I see that you got rid of your beard.
I did. I had to change the look, Ralph.
Yeah, you're darn right. I was going to say, I had marked on my sheet, I said, when Jonathan comes on, if he has that beard on, I'm going to tell him, shave the beard. It's a jinx.
That's it.
So shave that. That beard's gone.
Gone. Winter's coming today, Ralph.
All right, my man.
By the way, Ralph, an interesting question.
Yes.
If Baeza doesn't get in the Derby, will he run in the Pat Day Mile? Because if he runs in the Pat Day Mile, anybody that knows John Sheriffs knows it's unlikely that he will come back 2 weeks later and run in the Preakness. That's just not John Sheriffs. He's one of the most conservative and cautious trainers there are out there. So that's my question to you.
Okay, so here's how it works. They'll draw for the entire Kentucky Derby Day card that Saturday, which the Pat Day Stakes is one of them. They'll draw that on Saturday. If we see Baeza is in that field, then we assume not to tell anybody to bet Baeza in the Preakness Future Book, right?
Exactly. And that's the point I was making.
And you will stand responsible if this horse comes back in 2 weeks. In the Preakness, right?
I'm just going by the trainer's PPs.
Right.
Handicapping the trainer, Ralph. You know John Sharers for years. He's not that kind of trainer.
He is
you
not.
Know that.
Though. But you know his. But I got to tell you, though, let's put this caveat there. There's a little asterisk there. John Sheriffs, as you know, is a very deliberate trainer. He takes his time. He develops his horses. The fact that he kind of got this horses going and getting into the San Anita Derby and didn't win it, run second, and still was pursuing the Kentucky Derby, might tend to tell you that maybe the owners want to do this instead of the trainer.
Yeah, I'm sure, but, you know, I would never question a trainer.
No.
I mean, over years of experience, if a trainer doesn't want to run and owners make you run, very rarely do those horses ever run
Not
well.
Good.
Trainers... They know their horses, Ralph.
So. Not good.
Just
not
my
good.
Opinion.
You're right. However, if an owner says, hey, John, do we have a
we
shot?
We got one shot.
Can we go to the Preakness? John, come on, John. Can we go to the Preakness? By the way, I'm writing out my check for you today. And he might say, well, he ate up his oats. Let's do it. So we'll wait and see about that. But
I was just trying to... You know, let people be aware, be careful. That's
yes,
all
that,
I'm saying.
And that is a very good point.
Not only that, listen, I don't believe in future books bets with the Derby. And now to think about making a future bet now for the Preakness, that's even crazier, to tell you the truth. Just my opinion.
Yeah, those future books. It works well for sports, as Rich Eng had proved with, the Super Bowl.
Well, it also works well for horses if you can get into a book that'll give you 100-1, 3 months ago. That works well, too. But
And with the Kentucky Derby the way it is, I was talking to Sean just before the show. I said, even if journalism is the favorite in the Kentucky Derby, he's still going to be like 5-2 or 3-1. I mean, these are not favorites that are going to wind up being 3-5. So...
You don't see it in a Derby. You just don't.
And there's a reason for that. There's 20 horses in the race, and most of them are, pretty well balanced,
Yeah.
Anyhow, we're still waiting to see Flavien Prat. He's still on the fence, isn't he, for the Derby?
It's just hard to imagine him sitting in the jocks room while the Derby's being run. I'm sure somebody will make some sort of deal or something. How do you leave the best jockey in the country or in the world sitting in the jocks room on Derby Day?
Well, his main clients, Chad Brown and Brad Cox, already have horses in the race, but they got jockeys already assigned to them, and they're the jockeys.
Yeah, it's gonna be tough.
The jockeys they have are good jocks too,
Yeah, of course. I mean, you know, once you get to the top five riders, there's really very little between them. Let's be honest. Is there a difference between Ortiz and Pratt and Saez and Gaffleone? Probably not that much.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you left that Juan Hernandez that does a good job in California, you know?
Yes.
Of course, when you're riding all that stock for Bob Baffert, it's hard to make a mistake.
Easy to be good.
Yeah. Okay. Enough conversation. Now, these peeps say, listen, the beard is shaved. Let's get some winners.
All right, Ralph. We're going to go to seventh race today at Aqueduct, 6 furlongs. And by the way, a beautiful day today. Rain expected over the weekend, but for the next day or two, the weather will be great. And the seventh race today is 6 furlongs on the outer turf course. And I have a pick six single for everybody. I like the number 11 horse in here, Sanid, 4-year-old filly from the Georgia Brayo barn. This horse is reunited today with Jose Lascano, who was aboard her for her only win. And it was also sprinting on the grass. There's enough speed to set things up for her. Full field here, Ralph. 12 go. I like number 11, Sanad, to win today's seventh race out at Aqueduct.
Well, I'm going to call him. We need a winner from Mr. Hardoon. So we need a winner. So we're going to get Sanid to win the seventh race. And good. It's a good numbers, too. Seventh race, number 11. 7-11, Sanid. Sanid a winner. There, the 11 in the seventh race at Aqueduct. All right, I guess we're going to Keeneland.
Yeah, Keeneland, race 8, 6 furlongs on the main track. And I like the number 3 horse in here, You Devil You. This is a 3-year-old Ridgeling from the John Ortiz barn, and he's having a terrific meet. Every horse he's sending out is running well. This horse was last seen as a 2-year-old at Churchill Downs, and he ran very, very well that day. Blinkers go on. Louis Sy is aboard to ride 9-2 on the morning line. I like number 3, You Devil You, to win today's eighth race out of Keeneland.
All right, eighth race, the 3 horse, You Devil You, and if that beard don't work, that's what they'll be calling you.
I'll cut my head off tomorrow.
Eighth race, number 3, You Devil You, with Mr. Saez aboard, who's riding very well at Keeneland right now. The eighth race, the 3 horse at Keeneland. Hey, you got full sheets for both Keeneland and Aqueduct, right?
And Oaklawn, Ralph. 3 tracks up today.
Okay. Where?
JONHARDOON.com. Thank you, Ralph.
Get your second cup of coffee, will you, Jonathan? Thanks a lot, my man. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right, Ralphie. Stay safe and be well.
All right. You got it, my man. And we hope you stay safe on your trip out here. You'll be with us in studio by next Wednesday. Okay. Anyhow, we're going to go to Rich Eng. He's standing by. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Here we are in Houston, opening up our first veteran village, this beautiful building that's going to house 161 homeless veterans. Any veteran that risks their lives and they're struggling with PTSD, mental illness, addiction. We're also building what I call comfort homes, 500 square foot homes. These are for older homeless veterans, so they have their own space and give them back some of their dignity, some of their independence, and most certainly give them back their life. Go to T2T.org to learn how you can change a veteran's life forever.
South Point offers all the types of entertainment you'd expect at a first-class Las Vegas resort. Did you know our 400-seat showroom is one of Las Vegas's top destinations for live entertainment? Enjoy live performances by classic Vegas entertainers, bands, and today's hottest comedians, plus a rock and dance floor. You can also enjoy live entertainment at the Grandview Lounge, where you'll feel all the vibes of old Las Vegas. Enjoy the music, and if you love to laugh, don't miss The Dirty at 12:30, our very own free comedy show, every Friday night at 12:30 a.m. in the Grandview Lounge. The Dirty is 100% free, so arrive early. Go to southpointcasino.com or call the box office at 77136 for today's performances at the showroom and the Grandview Lounge. When you're ready for your favorite cocktail, stop in and unwind at one of our 7 specialty lounges. There's a bar around every corner, because you're in Vegas, baby.
All righty, back on Race Day Las Vegas for this almost Friday, Thursday. We now go out to Rich Eng standing by. Richie, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Ralphie. Good morning, viewers. Good morning, listeners.
All right, now we're going to get this all straightened away for sure now. that they're going to draw for the entire Kentucky Derby Day card, all those races, on this coming Saturday at Churchill Downs during the daytime. That special Kentucky Derby Day racing form will be out wherever they get, wherever anybody gets their racing form now, wherever you get your racing form, it'll be there for you to get on Tuesday morning. Now, the question was about the Kentucky Oaks and the Kentucky Oaks Day, and you have the official on that.
Yeah, the Oaks is going to be drawn the card after the Derby. So Saturday night, the racing office is going to be working late at Churchill Downs. And, yeah, so both cards will be available. You know, if people have like an online account, like a Daily Racing Form or Brisnet.com, you can actually download the PPs as soon as they have it set up on their computers, you know, and then you can download them. But they probably won't have program numbers and morning line odds until a little bit later, but you can get them soon after.
All right, so you can get that if you want to get those PPs and print them off for yourself on the Daily Racing Form internet site. But if they want the hard copy, like us old guys, I want to mark it with all these marking pens, et cetera, the Derby Day form, the advanced form, will be on Tuesday, wherever you get your forms. As far as the Kentucky Oaks Day, there won't be a special form that you can actually purchase or get before Kentucky Oaks Day. However, you can still get all that stuff on the internet, right?
You know, that's a great question, Ralph, because I do get asked the question, well, is there a Kentucky Oaks advanced form? And the answer is no. So the Friday Oaks racing form won't be available until Thursday morning here in Vegas and around the country.
Right. But they can get it advanced. They can get it on the internet advanced, right? As soon as it gets.
Right. If you have a DR, if you have an online DRF account or Brisnet or any one of those PP companies.
Uh huh. Well, Richie, I want to tell you something right now. The horse that you gave out yesterday, I hope you watched that race because it was an artful ride. It was an artful ride by Luis Saez. Saez was down on the rail. He was about third from last. And you know, you can tell by the way the horses were setting up in front of him that he was making a decision whether to stay down on the rail and see if he can get through a hole or whether he can try to wedge himself outside of the pack in front of him. The rail horse in front of him, the eight horse, started to move. He started to create a hole for him. And Saez, I know, you know, the way the jockeys are thinking, should I do this now? And I got to press the pedal right now. He didn't. And so he backed out a little, went around, went wide, and then just blew by the field and got up to win. The eight horse in front of him, that hole in front of him at the top of the stretch opened up and then closed up right away. So that decision he made not to take the bait to go on the inside won that race for you yesterday.
Yeah, that was a beautiful ride by Luis Saez. And, you know, the horse absolutely exploded in the stretch. But when you're watching the race, Ralph, that horse probably expended, like, no energy for the first half of the race because he was sitting last on the rail, saving ground.
Yep.
And then when he swung out, I mean, this horse was completely ready to fire. And a great ride by Saez, like you said. That's why these jockeys, you know, they have to make these split-second decisions while a horse is going 35, 40 miles an hour. It's not an easy job, that's for sure.
Yeah. You know, just when I was watching, I said, okay, stay on the rail. I guess you're going to have to try to get through on the rail. Then when the eight started moving, I said, well, just follow him. But he it was almost like it was baited there, and then he didn't do it anyhow. So I think what you're saying about expending no energy early, I think when Saez knew that he had plenty of horse under him, he just had to get him in a clear.
Yep.
So that was good. So we got a nice winner out of that, $8.38 paid down to the penny, and we're going to parlay that to another pick today, Richie.
I tell you what, let's go to the opener, Ralph. It's maiden claiming 50 going long, and you know, one of the biggest class drops in horse racing is when you drop from maiden special weights down to maiden claiming.
Yeah.
I'm going to do that with the number two horse, Redo, 5-1 with Jose Ortiz up. I know the form, the PPs look pretty ugly, Ralph, but I tell you what, the class drop is pretty significant, and you've got a hot trainer, you know, in Ortiz. I think Jonathan mentioned how hot he's been at the meet, and I just think it's a square price. Horse wakes up. Let's go for 5-1, Ralph, on two. Redoing the opener.
Well, you know, that is the most dramatic class drop in racing when you go from a maiden special to a maiden claimer. So you can kind of throw out the past performances as a barometer of what he might do when they drop like that. And Jose Ortiz, I guess, is continuing his hot streak from his big fairgrounds meeting. So in the first race, first post time is 10 a.m. Pacific time, 10 a.m. We get a singleton in the early pick five today at Keeneland in the first race, number two, Redo, number two in the first at Keeneland. Don't forget, Richie's got a full card. He's got full handicapping for all the races today at Keeneland right now at the RaceDayLasVegas.com websites. Okay, Richie, well, thanks a lot. Get a second cup of coffee and feed your dog.
He had a nice breakfast this morning, Ralph. Thanks. Good luck, everybody.
All right, you got it. Thanks a lot, Richie. Okay, coming up next, we got John Lindo. He's in his office in Southern California, but I do believe as soon as he's done on the show, he's going to get in that car and head on up here to Las Vegas. And, of course, Jerry Jackowicz, he has to come as well. Don't go away.
South Point is also proud to provide a variety of relaxing amenities for the guests who want to be pampered. Soak up the sun and let your stress melt away in our lagoon-style paradise swimming pool. A relaxing getaway where you can bask in the desert sun and enjoy seasonal food and bar service poolside. And if you really want to escape, come to Spa Costa del Sur. From couple suites to a co-ed wet area, our spa caters to business and leisure travelers who want to unwind and elevate their senses. Visit to one of our spa's steam, sauna, or whirlpool treatment rooms will leave any guest feeling like they can take on the world.
The Race Day Las Vegas Show, the only exclusive daily local media racing information source in Las Vegas.
All righty. Now we can get on out to Southern California where Mr. Lindo is sitting in his office there. John, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. How you doing?
Doing fine, my man. Weather's getting nice out here, and we're heading towards the Kentucky Derby this first weekend coming up here. And of course, a pivotal one for the draw and the Kentucky Derby and all that good stuff. And then we'll be hard at work handicapping away on all those races.
Yeah, the next week's going to be busy. They go 5 straight days at Churchill Downs next week going into that Derby. And everything else, we got Southern California this weekend. Keeneland closes tomorrow with mandatory payouts. So if you're not finding something to play, you're not trying.
That's for sure. And tomorrow is closing day at Keeneland. And although today's first post time is 10 a.m. Pacific, going to be a half hour earlier tomorrow, right? I guess nine races tomorrow?
I think it's 10 races. I just caught me by surprise. The post time on the overnight says 9:30 Pacific, 12:30 back there. So I went with that, and maybe they're just closing it early because it's a travel day for those guys getting out of Dodge.
Yeah, because the days are longer now, so there's no excuse to get an earlier post time. As a matter of fact, one keynote about that here in Las Vegas, something that is substantial for everybody in Las Vegas, and that is our state assembly. You know, we've got our politicians up there working on new laws and all that. Our state assembly, it passed the assembly here to get rid of daylight savings time. We might be on standard time if it passes the Senate and gets to be a law. So it's on its way that we won't have that anymore. We'll just continue with one straight time all the way through. So that's a key thing for a lot of us, especially around the Breeders' Cup, when that particular Breeders' Cup weekend always winds up where that's where we have to turn back the clocks. And when we need an extra hour of sleep, we have an hour of sleep taken away from us. So it'll be nice to get on an even keel, that's for sure. Thoughts about Keeneland for the meet here so far? Anything that comes to mind?
Just in general, I think it's been a very fair main track. They went through all kinds of weather from, you know, cold and rain and some warm weather too. Amazing to me how that turf course dries out and is able to be used. And it's just fun. You see the depth of these fields. You have 6 or 7 horses that can win races. And, I think one of the guys on the show said the other day, you can bet a horse that's one of the favorites and you can get 3-1. Mm-hmm. There's nothing wrong with that.
Not at all. If you think he's the best horse, he is the best horse. I can say one thing for sure about one thing that is almost constant now for the last couple of years And when they start these two-year-old races for two-year-olds at Keeneland, now they go the 4.5 furlong, the particular beard course they have that looks like a boomerang if you take a look at it. And today they have a 5.5 furlong race on the turf for two-year-olds. And when you get to the two-year-old races at Keeneland, at least for the last couple of years, you got to look where Wesley Ward is at for sure.
Well, they have one today and one tomorrow. And these little turf sprints are kind of the sounding board. They'll kind of prep a horse for those Royal Ascot sprints coming up in England in May and June. So he's going to, fire out some of these horses he thinks that maybe are good enough to go over there. So you've got to keep an eye. Guys like him and George Weaver, and there are a few of these guys that have those types of horses that are trying to get to England. So, take a second look at these grass races. And, they've never been on the grass course. Most of them haven't started. They can be real rodeos, but they're a lot of fun.
Well, I know yesterday in the early race, the 4.5 furlong, a race for two-year-old fillies on the main track, Wesley's horse was bet down to, I think, even money or 3-5, had a big long lead and then just ran out of gas and got passed by a nice winner for Ben Colebrook in the second race yesterday at Keeneland. So he doesn't win all of them, but he wins a lot of them, that's for sure. Well, we got an interesting card today at Keeneland, and you've got a Linda report. And your Linda report, of course, covers all the races at Keeneland, a suggested late pick 4, and all that goody information at the bottom. It's a complete Linda report, a complete report here. That sheet is available here in only one place in Las Vegas, your gaming capital, but only one place. And it's here at the South Point, complimentary to you, free of charge, because they love horse players here. And as you can tell with all the events that we're scheduling for Kentucky Derby Week, they love the horse players. And as long as you guys keep coming out and supporting these events, they'll keep doing them here. And we can't wait to get you up here in studio here, John, and get started with the Kentucky Derby show and the Kentucky Derby seminar and the Kentucky Oaks Day of Racing and the Kentucky Derby Day party up there at the exhibit hall. It's going to be really a lot of fun.
I'm looking forward to. In fact, I'll do a little schooling in the new studio. I'm heading out later today, and I'll join you tomorrow and Saturday in the studio if that works for you, Ralph.
You better believe it, man. There's always a seat for John Lindo here on the set, no doubt about it. Okay, well, we got 9 races today. It looked like it's going to be a pretty nice day as far as weather is concerned at Keeneland. So where are we going with the horse?
Let's go to race 7 at Keeneland. In the 7th race today, number 3, Hershey, comes back off a layoff for Helen Pitts. This is a horse that handled any kind of turf course. That he's been on several courses, handled them all. He's got tactical speed, and the key here, he gets Lasix back. He's had 2 starts with Lasix, won them both. He runs well fresh, and the tactical speed he has in a paceless race is going to be very handy. So 9-2 in the program, number 3, Hershey, race number 7, Keeneland.
All right, 7th race today, and that is an overflow field there. There'll be some scratches for sure, also eligible, 16 in the race. And I don't have the late scratches. They haven't posted them yet at Keeneland. So we'll just go with the 7th race, number 3, Hershey, the 3 horse, at 9-2 on the morning line. That'll be your play there at Keeneland. One last thought before we let you go, John, and that is any news in Southern California from the Southern California horses that are heading to the Kentucky Derby?
Well, Citizen Bull headed out this morning. He's either on a flight or at Churchill Downs by now. And, everybody else that went on the first flight out, Baeza and Rodriguez and Tenma and horses like that, everybody got there safely. So The first set is out there from California. The second set is on the way. And you had mentioned earlier in the show, so far so good for journalism. He's looked really good the first 2 days on the track. And he will get a work there before the Derby.
No weather for where, as far as journalism concerned, for the trip. They said he looked great out on the track. So let's, we've got 9 more days to go, though, so we'll wait and see. John, be safe on your travel up here, and we'll see you in studio tomorrow morning.
You got it, Ralph. Good luck today.
All right, you got it. Now we're going to go to Jerry Jackowitz standing by. Jerry, good morning.
Good morning. Listen, I wanted to make something clear from yesterday.
And I hope you did, too, because we were kind of short on time, but I was going to ask you about that, to go ahead and do the completion of the framing of what you were saying.
Yeah. I wanted to say this, is that John was totally correct in betting American Pharoah, obviously the best horse of his generation.
Uh-huh.
Betting the Kentucky Derby to hit the best horse If you want to do that, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But you won't make money. The Kentucky Derby is an unusually good opportunity to make a lot of money if you're willing to go away from the consensus and obvious best horse.
Uh-huh.
Last year, we had two best horses, Fierceness and Sierra Leone. They both got beat. The best horse doesn't always win the Kentucky Derby. Whatever you think, you know, when I started the game, I was betting Seattle Slew a firm, spectacular bid, and really excited about it, and it got my juices flowing. But I learned later on in life that they're betting a horse that might be able to beat the best horse. I mean, I'm pretty well known for having picked Giacomo to beat Fleet Alex.
Yes, sir. Yep, I remember that.
I would never have told you that Giacomo was a better horse than a Fleet Alex. It was just that on that day, he had a chance to upset the Fleet Alex for a variety of reasons.
Well, now,
at 51, he was worth it.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, they say the old saying in racing for the Triple Crown is the luckiest horse wins the Derby, the fastest horse wins the Preakness, and the best horse that wins the Belmont Stakes. So
maybe.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Well, that's the saying. In any case, I didn't, you know, we were short on time, obviously, but I didn't want people to think that you were saying just to bet horses like real strike at 80-1 in the race. You're looking for value all the time. It doesn't have to be the longer prices, but, I mean, a horse that's sitting there at 10 or 15-1 is a juicy price.
Oh, for sure. Like I said, I bet Dortmund against American Pharoah, knowing American Pharoah was a better horse.
Yeah.
It was only 4-1. I mean, the circumstances always change. It's this persistent and endless pursuit of value. Maybe the best play I ever picked was Medina Spirit at about 11-1. Why was that a great pick? Because Bob Baffert told Hank Greenberg that he wasn't the best horse in the barn, and Hank Greenberg announced that at a seminar that Richie and I were doing. It was Hank Greenberg, Richie, and myself at the seminar.
Yep.
And I had, after Hank Greenberg says, well, I just spoke to Bob Baffert, and he says that Medina Spirit isn't good enough. I have Medina Spirit with a star on the top of my sheet. So, you know.
Yeah, well, you were lucky in a lot of different ways because you got the cash on it, and then the horse didn't. He was declared out of the Kentucky Derby anyhow. He was disqualified. And all of us who had the second place horse at a bigger price just have a story to tell.
There you go.
Yeah, we have a story to tell. That's all we have. So the Kentucky Derby is one of the most unique races, if not the most unique race in racing. And there's just so many different ways of looking at it. But value is the name of this game day in and day out. So without any
I think if you're betting Fabian Pratt blindly in the Kentucky Derby, you're a flat bet winner on one of the best jockeys that have been in the saddle in the last 50 years. So.
Yes, I know. You put him up right up there with Jerry. You put him up there with Jerry Bailey, right?
Not quite, but close.
Okay. Anyhow,
nobody's up there with Jerry Bailey.
Okay. Anyhow, you were jet lagged yesterday with a pick, but you got your power pages out today for a race. So let's go. Let's have a pick at the Aqueduct.
Yeah, I got them out yesterday. I thought they were pretty good, actually. All right, let's go to the third.
You didn't get them out on the You didn't get them out on the show, and that's what counts for us. So go.
I understand. Okay. My bad.
Okay.
All right. Well, let's go to the third today. We've got Daniil. Let me click it. Daniil, just come back for Stephen Schauer. And I sometimes am persuaded by the trainer a little bit, but this guy's a terrific trainer. And this horse is just, since he's got it, has not missed a beat. It's a very steady, very consistent horse. And I love consistent horses. I like to bet them. They get you the money more often than not when they're a price. 7-2 seems pretty fair in this little 5-4-6 horse field.
Mm-hmm.
I'll take the 2, make a good win bet here, and play the 2 with the 4-5-6, reverse 4-5-6 over the 2. I'm all about the 2. Daniil in race number 3 at the Big A.
At the Big A, Aqueduct, third race. The 2, link-ups 4, 5, and 6 in reverse. The 2 is the key in the third at Aqueduct. Don't forget he's got a full sheet, Jerry J's Power Page, and Jerry J's Power Page Plus at jerryjspowerpage.com.
You know, I just noticed something.
Yeah.
This horse is from Lima House.
Mm-hmm.
At Lima Horse Elk. I'll be eating at their restaurant, I think, in Aruba about a month and a half or two.
Okay. There's a connection for you. In any case, say it quick. Say it.
Have a great race day.
It's Ralph Serrato at Race Day Las Vegas. Morning on 1400 KSHP North Las Vegas.
Online
at KSHP.com.